Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome back to Old Mate BFM.
Oh, thank you very much. Good to be back.
I get a thrill always with these voices of
John's got his hands
yonder
on his knees. You know, he gets.
I've got a faraway look in my eyes.
That's the giddy John.
I feel great. I don't know. It's like being back in the womb.
Oh, man.
These old BFM voices.
That's how it feels for me too in here.
Welcome, Josh. Josh Hetherington.
Yeah, thank you.
How are you? How have you been keeping?
I've been well, thank you. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Obviously, you're still no stranger to the BFM airwaves because you feature on a few promos and
you pop
classic
your head in from time to time.
I do,
you?
Yeah. And then, occasionally I hear one of those promos.
Find out what
kind
you did.
Kind of like once a day.
Well, welcome.
One in particular.
Welcome to What's Cooking, which is a segment where we bring in a special guest and they select some music for us. It was loosely based around the concept of music that you put on when you cook dinner, but we didn't give you that brief. I just thought, hey, Josh Etherington, you're probably...
You might have mentioned it briefly, but like once if you did.
It's just extra typing at this point. It's more fun if people just come up and with no inhibitions and can really just harp on about your favourites.
Well, it probably would
have... You've bought vinyl.
I did, yeah. And I mean, I still couldn't decide. I bought a whole bag, actually, so I'm still making decisions. And I was just going to say, if it was, if you'd narrowed the brief even further, I probably wouldn't have even made it up.
Okay, good.
You know, just because I always
John
take
played
too
it right
many,
then. You played it right.
That's I good. Always take too many records with me when I play. You know, way too many.
Josh, I give the same options to everyone that comes in. I say, well, we've got CDs, we've got vinyl. We can pretty much accommodate anything, but I would say you're only the second person that's ever brought in a full vinyl stack, which is great.
All right, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I just love playing records, and just sort of narrowed the focus for me a bit as well, because I was just able to
flip
through.
Limited to the vinyl.
I mean, it didn't limit it, really. It just meant that... it did in a sense, because it meant that there wasn't so much, because I don't have that many recent records, for example. Although... Yeah, I mean, it's whatever.
Anyway. what's your first selection of the evening? Let's have a chat about this.
That's such a great record.
Great cover.
Yeah, it's
tell
so good.
More,
it looks like
more
a Byrds album from the mid-60s or something. Riley Walker, Primrose Green.
Okay.
I don't know too much about him, but I remember I think that album came out 2015, and he's like a folk singer, but he plays with lots of Chicago jazz musicians, at least on that album.
On the back side of the record sleeve, he's holding some sort of bird that I wouldn't
that's
recognize.
That's a chicken.
It's not a chicken.
It is.
It's like
a wild style chicken.
It's
not a chicken. Not every chicken looks like KFC.
Yeah,
John.
It's definitely a chicken. Yeah. It's a freaky chicken.
There's heaps of different types of chicken. Have you watched that? There's a really great sort of documentary
about chickens.
It's kind of like a Best in Show sort of thing, but it's called Poultry People, I think, and it's quite interesting. It's like chicken, competition,
say,
help them grow the best
cock.
Chicken. Yeah, it is, basically.
Yeah, well, the thing is, chickens, there's much more to chickens than just your bog standard chicken.
It's going to be real hard to get back to.
There's
the
lots
song
of different chickens. Well, no, they're quite exotic, aren't they?
Yeah,
and
they
that
are,
one's
they
quite
really
exotic.
Are.
And he looks like a man who knows his chickens.
Yeah.
He's from the south, the deep south.
Look at that chicken. If
he's got a mint swanee on.
He looks like he's very proud of that bird.
It does look like his favourite cock, doesn't it?
What a great cock.
Okay, man, that's enough. Should we play this tune? Yeah. Let's do it.
It's a pretty bird.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, wow.
Chickens love this.
Very nice.
Yeah, Riley Walker. That's the title track of Primrose Green, the album. And apparently Primrose Green, he says a head full of Primrose Green kept me up all night.
Okay.
And on the back, it's got the recipe for Primrose Green, which is two parts old granddad whiskey, one part water distilled with morning glory seeds. Ooh, wait 10 minutes, light a cigarette.
Okay. And that's only a couple of years old, sort of a recent artist. Sounds, looks, feels very 70s.
Yeah.
And then
we were just going, oh, you'd love Steve Gunn, Josh. Yeah. Oh, Steve Gunn, basically, yeah. For about 5 minutes.
Steve Gunn.
And now you're caught up, ladies and gentlemen.
Steve Gunn. Well, Big Hungry, Morning Glory, I believe, is otherwise known as Datura.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
You think about Hawaiian Baby Woodrose.
What Morning Glory is, the other word, name
LSA.
Convolvulus. It's okay. A flower,
yep.
And it grows like wildfire here. It's really bad. It chokes plants. It's like a vine.
Sounds like a bit of a jerk.
All right. Sure. Okay, well,
but the flower's really pretty, which I think is the reason it made it here. People imported it. And in any case, yeah, I remember hearing something many years ago about the seeds of Morning Glory. And then this rung a bell when I read this, because it was mentioned in the review I think I read as well. But in any case, the song, it turns out, is kind of like not just about the Morning Glory experience, the Primrose Green experience, but the come down.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a pretty heavy dose of Hawaiian Baby Woodrose seeds, and I think they're in the same family. It's LSA family, and pretty
nauseous,
full on, yeah,
right.
Pretty full on
hallucinogenic.
Heaps of real gnarly, gravity style nausea. I was on a cruise ship sideways. It's really hard to go to the bathroom.
But okay, it was pretty. Thanks.
It wasn't bad, but I just think I had probably
a little bit too much.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. Regrets. It was good.
Yeah, yeah.
I did it with someone else. So it was like,
cool.
Hey, get in there, man, kind of thing. Good times.
Now, Josh Hetherington, what is the second record that we've lined up on the turntable?
Well, I mean, this is just such a great song, and most will know it. It's probably Elvis Costello's, arguably is probably not his most famous song, but maybe one of his most well loved, and it's off his first album.
Would you say that this album is his most famous and his best?
Well, no, it's his debut album, so it's probably not his best, although it's killer. But he sort of got more sophisticated after this, and that's one of the reasons the album's great. It's quite sort of punky still, even though the tunes are really sweet and sophisticated, I guess. It's just it's really stripped back. But Allison is like a really great, timeless song, and the first time I heard it was on BFM, and I was probably about 14 or something, and I heard it on BFM, so mid-80s. And it was when I'd been listening a bit. Friends of mine had been listening, and I think I even taped it off the radio. I had it on cassette from their broadcast.
Did one of the DJs say anything halfway through or anything annoying like that?
Maybe at the end.
That was a bummer.
Actually, I think it might have even been an Elvis Costello special.
Okay.
Because he was prolific. He released an album sort of almost...
He's got
at least every year for the first few years.
He was cruising a Jazzmaster before everyone else.
Yeah.
Jazzmaster or is it a Jaguar?
It's a Jag.
It's a Jaguar. It's a Jag, yeah.
I think this record is one of the famous Jaguar.
Try and tell me the difference from
Jaguar,
afar, guys. Come on.
Jaguar albums because...
Does a Jazzmaster have another pickup?
No, I mean, they're all different these days, but I mean, the body shapes, that offset Fender. Geez,
Jaguar,
let's not be dicks about it. I mean, guitar.
Jaguar or Jaguar?
We're doing it.
It's just great.
The pressure's on.
Paying it forward, aren't you, really? You're paying it forward. That 14-year-old Josh out there can hear this.
I always associate BFM with the song because of that.
Oh, it's so funny to be seeing you after so long, girl. And with the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that little friend of mine off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other stick of Valentines, 'cause I don't know if you are loving somebody. I
you got a husband now. Baby, leave your pretty fingers lying in the wedding cake. You used to hold him right in your hand. I bet it took all he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. I think somebody better put out the big light, 'cause I can't stand to see you this way.
Sweet as a
Side
nut.
Side 2, some 45.
Off air, I just heard the sentence, what about Prince? So it looks like we're in for some Prince, perhaps. That was Elvis Costello, of course. Kind of still is. Hang on, let me just gas that down. There we go.
Yes, Elvis Costello.
Beaut.
Off My Aim Is True. Which, of course, is a line in that song as well.
Nice.
Yeah,
very
a refrain.
It's kind of a classic. It's a classic sort of album design of just old mate with the guitar on the front.
Yeah, and also kind of like a rock and roll.
He's doing that sort of
50s
cock leg kind of.
Yeah, with his cuffs of his jeans rolled up.
What year is that record, by the way?
77.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, it's his debut.
He's so zany.
On Stiff.
He's so zany looking.
Yeah, like that Buddy Holly thing with his glasses. Tight jeans, nice sports jacket.
Looks quite now.
Kind of like a 70s, what is it, normcore, where you're taking it back about 20 years.
She looks like a hipster.
Yeah, well, 20 years prior to that was Little Richard.
Good stuff.
Fantastic. What a classic. What a classic. Now, what else have you dragged in?
Well, John's favourite. This
sometimes gets forgotten about, the song, until you hear it, and then you just can't believe you'd forget it. But in any case, it's the 7-minute version of Erotic City by Prince, which is actually the B-side of Let's Go Crazy. And I found this in a this 12-inch in a place up in Matakana.
Nice.
Yeah, and I was stoked.
Do you sort of wonder how these records make it to these places?
I do, because this is an American pressing, I think.
This is would be an unusual find.
And it's in good condition, too. Good condition. It's so, so wrong.
Good condition.
Man, condition.
Thank you. Now, hear my rap is like find the secrets to a hidden map. So just a kick off your shoes and relax your feet while you boogie down, down to my funky beat. You put your body in check, put your feet on the flow, just free. I tell you won't no more. I said on and on and on and on and on. I said I beat it on the top until the break of dawn. I said it don't stop, everybody rock to the rhythm that sounds like this. Cause you see I'm the latest man, and when I take command I just a rock with the master plan. I said on the case, in the place, I'm gonna throw my bass all in your face. Cause I'm nice and easy with a sexy smile. I take command, I like a crocodile. I said I fill your mind with fascination. That's how I keep up my reputation. I do it slow, I take my time, I work your body and I feed your mind. I said I give you chills, make you shiver. So damn cold, they make your liver quiver. I'll break you, take you, shake you down. You meditate, you won't hear a sound. I'll make you rock, I make you free. I make you moan when you reach your peak. I said I take away your misery. I help fulfill your fantasy. I'm a badass, a demon from outer space. I come to freak of this human race. You don't freak to this, you don't freak at all. You just as well drink Geritol. So don't stop, everybody rock. I took the rhythm that sounds like this. You see, I was walking down the street one day and this foxy thing just came my way. She said, a TJ Swan, is that you? I said, a stupid, dibbit, dibbit, dibbit. She said, I don't know, but I've been told that my foxy body's gonna turn to go. She said, I don't know, but I believe that this leg is all you need. She just looked me in the eye and pat me on the back. I say, Swan, I can you handle that? I say, jump back, I hit the roof. Let me give you 100 proof. When I was born into this funky girl, I never had respect for a foxy girl. And you look at me and you think you're bad, but women like you I've always had. I got them coming out the north, coming out the south, jumping up the roof just to hear my mouth. And you say that you wanna know my name, and it's listed in the Hall of Fame. I'm the S-S-W-A-N-N. Now get out of my face, don't wanna see you again. Now the sweat was pouring off her face. She was mad, so I couldn't deceive her. She started shivering and shaking and jumping around, so I knew she had swan fever. I go down, go down, go down, go down. I get up and now grab the lever. I get up, I go down, I shake it around. Oh Lord, she got swan fever. I said the women look at me in amazement, cause I'm rapping all the time. Other rappers try to steal my lines, but I got more rhymes than I think I dimes. Sugar Hill, Hollywood, Curtis Blow, you but it all kinda good. But when you're rocking with the swan and you get that deadly swan fever, you finally realize in the back of your mind just seems sweeter than sweeter. I'm sweeter than sugar, I'm better than gold. I'll rape your mind while I blow your soul. I'm big, bold, bad, and I'm out of sight. Can't give me a swan fever all through the night. I make it rock to the left, freak it to the right. Do the swan fever with all your might. I wish your skin tight jeans and your big t-shirt. I can push you, but I choose it cause I'm such a flirt. I'm a debonair, yeah, beyond compare. I'm available and mellable everywhere. I can put you in a trance with my sweet romance, and I never, never, never need a second chance. I got a PhD in mixology, cause I always rock the house so viciously. I'll blow your mind and put it back together, cause I'm sheep super sweet and so, so clever. Rhyme and Rolls Royce out to my jet, landed on the yacht, I ain't finished yet. Jump into my spaceship, fly to the stars, and I shot the galaxy from Jupiter to the Mars. I got magic hands and a golden voice. What's to spin you in air without a horse? I used to leap tall booms with a single bound, but now I'm so bad I just knock them down. I go down, go down, go down, go down. I get up and now grab the lever. I get up, I go down, now shake it around. Hello, Lord, you got swan fever. I check it out, 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 check it out. You know I'm number one in the rappers world, strictly by the people's choice. Beat it, don't stop it till the break of dawn. I said it don't stop.
Got bamboozled. We switched on out of Prince. Well, Josh did into this chunky little number. We're actually staring at there's a post on the wall of Boombox 3, and coincidentally, you brought in the OG Boombox 1 compilation.
I have, yeah. I got this from I can't remember the name of the record store now, but anyway, I got it a couple of years ago. This is TJ Swan off Boombox 1 with And You Know That. And it's just a whole lot of, well, as it says, early independent hip-hop, electro, and disco rap. from 79 to 82. Southbound I got it from up the road.
Of course. The deep cuts up
can
there.
I'll just come clean, everyone. That Boombox 3 poster, I got that from Southbound and I put it up on the wall.
It's just so great.
You're in so much trouble, John.
Well, I tell you what, that guy on the Boombox 3 poster.
Did you buy Boombox 3?
He looks so good. I couldn't believe.
Well, he's got the poster. John, like.
No, I got given the poster before looking at the record. So.
Sort of, he'll be back for the record once he's.
He knows how to throw a hook in the water and catch some fish from BFM. Old Troy Ferguson.
It's not hard.
Now, Josh, you have Josh Hetherington, BFM, yeah. BFM fame, one of the great BFM voices. You have come in here to select some tunes this fine Wednesday. What else have you got? What else have we got?
Well, this is just a short but killer tune from Sly and the Family Stone, off arguably his last great album, although even after this they're great and really funky, but there's something so strange and cool about this album, Fresh, which I think is a follow-up to There's a Riot Going On, so it's in the kind of, you know, post-peak years where things got really freaky studio-wise, but
freaky dicky.
Has he sorted himself out? Because he obviously got, he sort of, the record company paid him out for, wasn't there a long-running legal dispute with him and his
platform? Yeah, shows? Like a publishing thing.
Yeah.
And he won recently, didn't he? I don't know too much about it. I hope he did. I hope he saw the money, but because I think he was
living in, he was living pretty rough. I don't know whether,
and he struggled for a long time with addiction, you know, and this is during, this song is an album is from that era. But I mean, they were such a great band and he was such a great producer that even when he's singing about absolutely nothing, you know, it's really, really great. Mm. And this used to get played a lot. I remember Wendy Adams playing this on Drive on BFM quite a lot. It's just a, I mean, everyone will know the song and most people will or recognize the bass line, the intro. It just starts and then just sort of ends.
Such a vibe, man.
And he sort of grunts a little bit throughout.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you. See, I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone. Forget reaching me by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. That you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would get out of pocket for fun. Wish I could get the message over to you now.
See, there, it just ends. Yeah, it sort of peters out.
Skadooshes out of there.
Yeah.
Polite little disappearance. Now, of course, that was Sly and the Family Stone.
Anything but polite delivery, though. Sort of impolite, really, his vocals on that.
Great, great.
It's like he just sort of went into the vocal booth and...
Yeah, and it's very, it's almost unproduced. It's like a thin little, just nuggety little throwing it out there vocal.
We talked off air about this, but I'd heard that it was just so many takes that he just wore out the tape in studio whenever he recorded.
Yeah, there's a riot going on. Is like really hissy, infamously because of that, because it just took him forever. Because he had the studio set up in his bedroom or just off his bedroom in LA.
Nice.
And
the dream.
He wasn't really punching the clock at all.
No. Now, Josh Hetherington, you have brought in a couple of 7-inches by a band called Show Me Where It Hurts. Tell me a bit about this band.
Well, that's my band, actually. Or our band, Ronnie and mine. Yeah.
Who's the other?
A guy called Ronnie Haynes.
Okay.
Yeah, he used to play drums, and he's an old friend of mine, good friend of mine. He used to play drums in a band called Pash, who were big on...
Steve Simpson.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you thought about getting guest appearance from Steve Simpson in Show Me Where It Hurts?
Oh, it's funny you should mention that, actually.
Starting to sound rehearsed.
And yet it's not.
I only know this because I talked to Steve Simpson recently.
Oh, did you? Therefore.
No, but I didn't know about this band. I just know about Steve Simpson having a band called Pash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kiss him.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, tell me more.
Well, Pash were great. Pash were awesome, actually. Really great. And Steve's an old friend of mine. In fact, he was my best man.
I heard that Steve once won an award for best lookalike or impersonator for Michael J. Fox from Back to the Future. Would you agree with that?
I wouldn't doubt it, but that probably happened before I knew him back when he was in high school or something like that. I met him in the mid-90s, in our mid-20s. But he's a great songwriter and singer, Steve. Among many other things. And in fact, Michael J. Fox?
He's played that guitar.
He can play guitar, can't he?
Missing a hand?
No, he's not missing a hand.
Yeah, that came back. No, I was just thinking about the movie now. Sorry.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so tell us
more
about
this. So anyway, we're a duo. I'm playing keys and singing in this. Yeah.
Okay.
Show Me Where It Hurts, we're called. And there were a couple of tunes on, one tune in particular. Our eponymous song, Show Me Where It Hurts, was on BFM a few years ago. But this is, and we played with Bobby Womack, which was our...
Far out.
Yeah. Which was pretty great.
What's the name of this track?
This is called No More, No More. And this is freaky.
Us,
it's just a psychedelic freak out.
Here you go, BFM.
Yourself up off the ground, 'cause tantrums never got me very far myself. And though it's nice to let it out sometimes, it's usually best left on the shelf. I know this 'cause I've learnt it, not the easy way myself. And if you want the kind of verdict, you're best to try to span the gulf. You seem to want to fudge between the ones who love you most of all, 'cause I can't say with much conviction that I'm prepared to take the fall for you. No more, no more, no more, no more, no more, she said to me. She said, no more can I protect you from yourself. It's plain to see that there's no more that I can offer. There's no more that I can be. No, I love you till the end. You're better off here without me. She said, no more, no more, no more. She said, no more. I heard you mumble something just beneath your breath again. But is it worth the breath that comes on if it's barely even meant? And I don't know if what I've said has had the time to sink right in, although it may be that it's drowning just beneath the Wellington. Because no more, no more, no more, no more, no more, she said to me. She said, no more can I protect you from yourself. It's plain to see that there's no more that I can show you. There's no more that I can be. And though I love you till the end, you're better off here without me. She said no more, no more, no more. She said no more. To me, she said, no more will I distract you from the man you'd rather be. And there's no more that I can tell you, there's no more that I can do. And if you want to blame yourself, well, that's entirely up to you. She said, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. She said to me, she said, no more can I protect you from yourself. It's plain to see that there's no more.
Does get a little bit Freebird towards the end there, but that's snug right in the middle of the record.
Freebird.
Yeah, you know, like the throw.
Yeah, yeah.
Horns, guitar comes out.
Yeah, that's Finn Scholes on trumpet.
Oh, nice.
Cam Allen on baritone sax. Yeah.
Oh, we were actually just talking about Rhodes piano, and we watched Finn play a Rhodes piano with Hopetown Brown the other day down at the
right.
Melville Centre.
Yeah.
Seems to be New Zealanders have a few Rhodes tucked away.
There's
tucked
more
away.
Roads than you would think.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
yeah, it's true. It's, yeah, because they're so heavy.
More roads than you would think in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Whereabouts are you guys playing? Got any gigs?
We haven't got anything lined up at the moment because we're finishing off our next recordings, the album.
Oh, that's right.
So we're mixing it around in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
What hand does Steve Simpson have in these recordings?
He's involved in some overdubs coming up in the next week or so.
Will you be using that big knee desk that The Who used, that one?
We may well be. Fuck. We did do on this EP as well.
Strong.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know, and it's got those black VU meters.
Yeah, and apparently there's a couple of like dairy stains, apparently, where Keith Moon just got lazy.
Yeah, well, you
whatever.
Can... Well, they were all smoking, weren't they?
Yeah, that's right.
Smoking indoors, why
which
not?
Which was the fashion at the time.
Mm.
Hey, Josh, it's been such a pleasure, mate. Thanks so much.
It has. I Big Hungry, I think we should use this opportunity to get a voice ID out of Josh, I reckon. Where are we going to go? Where are we going with this? Do you think this is like you tuned to the 95 BFM Drive, Fuck Knuckles, Cock and Piss kind of
just
thing?
Just play it. We'll just do whatever feels. I mean, we'll obviously get
you
it.
Don't have to, obviously, but we are peer pressuring.
Oh, look, I'm absolutely happy to, but, you know, I don't have a script or
we
anything.
We haven't written anything down, yeah.
this is the point of this.
Yeah, normally we just point at that thing.
Yeah. That's the radio station there on the wall. You can see it. This is 95, and that's the B, and that's the FM.
Hi, this is Josh. You're listening to Mr. Fuck Knuckles, Cock and Piss. On 95 BFM Drive, balls. Thank you.
Oh, man. Thank you kindly, Josh. Take it easy, mate.
Ding!
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.